Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And welcome back to the Pomp and Joe Show. Jason Mackey, Austin Bechtold in for the guys. A happy Friday to you. We are on location live at Acrisure Stadium from the Pitt Football Media Luncheon. Pat Narduzzi is actually at the podium right now. Doran Dickerson has finished his keynote address. We'll hear from captains and a bunch of other people. But right now we're actually talking a little bit of baseball here for our final hour together. Let's go out to the fan hotline, where we find former Pirates pitcher, current Pirates broadcaster, Bob Walk. Walkie, what's going on today? How are you?
Well, I'm doing well. Everything's going pretty good. Looking forward to getting down to the ballpark and hearing what everybody is saying about having Chandler come up and see what they have planned for him. And from what I understand from my emails and from of course, listening to the radio and everything, I guess he's going to be coming out of the bullpen and seeing some outings where he's going to maybe pitch a couple, maybe three innings out of the bullpen. Kind of like what they did with Ashcraft. I think that's the plan. It looks like they have, and so I'm looking forward to seeing what he looks like. And not that I'm hoping that we need a bulk reliever tonight, but yeah. If we do, then it'll be interesting to see him come in.
Be nice if you could just get, six strong and go 7, 8, 9 and call it an evening. But, yeah, I get what you're saying. Walking, I'm glad this happened now, too, because you've got experience doing both. You weren't exclusively a starter. And I'm curious from a starting pitcher's perspective, relief pitcher's perspective or whatever, other than the number of pitches thrown, like those are obvious differences, but like how does that change? How might that change for Bubba Chandler?
Well, I mean, it is a total different world. I started all through the minor leagues coming up. I started my first 3 or 4 years in the major leagues. I don't think I really started out of the bullpen until Leland's first year, I think, is the first time I really had significant bullpen experience. And it's just, coming to the ballpark every day knowing that you could pitch that day and you have to be ready to do that. It cuts down on the physical stuff. I think you can do pregame because you have to be ready to go. Now, there's some times where you think, whoever is pitching that day has been on a really good roll, and they're probably not going to need anybody to come in the first 5 or 6 innings. So you're probably not going to get any work. Like if Skeens is pitching, Do you think we're going to need a reliever in the third inning? Probably not. So if you're that guy, you're that, nowadays they call it a bulk guy, before they called it a long guy, whatever name you use. If you're that guy, then, maybe you can do a little bit more long toss that day or, something like that, because you're pretty sure you're going to get the day off. So those are the types of things as a reliever have to be on your mind, as opposed to when you have a regular schedule. I do this on this day. 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 This day I start, and then it starts all over again. Way different than being being a reliever. And also when you're coming in out of the bullpen, normally, you know, it's not a nothing game early. If you're coming in early, you're probably behind by two or three runs. And so you got to be ready to go right now. You can't do the starter deal of bend but don't break.
Yeah.
When you're coming in out of the pen, there's usually a situation where you can't give up any more runs. And that's a little bit different also.
Bob, I was curious about the deployment, or maybe not deployment, but like the usage of pitches. I know, you know, even when I was younger, you would have a starting pitcher in a certain pace and level of exertion, and you would have a reliever in a certain pace and level of exertion. And it feels like those lines are kind of blurred now. But do you think that changes anything for Bubba, you know, how he might be using his stuff or attacking hitters as a starter versus as a reliever?
Well, that goes back to that what I commented on before is, like, you have to hit the ground running as a reliever.
Yeah.
And I'm not just talking about coming into the middle of an inning either. I'm talking about, you know, if you're starting an inning clean, you know, the score might be 4-1 and it's the fifth inning. Yeah, and it's like, okay, you have to stop the bleeding right now. You can't fall behind any further because we're playing comeback as it is. So, yeah, you don't save anything for later on as a relief pitcher coming in. You got to be ready to go with your best stuff right from that very first hitter. And if you happen to be a middle of the inning type guy, you know, there's certain guys out there that come in the middle of the inning, some guys don't. You also better make sure your control is dead on. Because the last thing you need to be doing when you're coming in the middle of the inning is starting walking guys. You know, you can't do that. Very, very seldom is there a situation where you're coming in the middle of the inning and you can get away with a base on balls. That just adds to the fire that's going on at the time. So, you know, they're definitely your intensity. You know, that has to be pumped up a little bit. You can't ease into a game whatsoever when you're coming out of the bullpen.
Pomp and Joe Show, Jason Mackey in for the guys, chatting a little Pirates with Bob Walk, chatting specifically about Bubba Chandler and how he's going to be with the team in a little bit whenever they open a series against the Rockies at PNC Park, but he will not be in the starting rotation, at least not for now. Bob, isn't this kind of – this has a tie back to decades ago, right? I mean, this is – teams used to do this before. You wouldn't always just drop a guy in the starting rotation immediately, but you'd bring him up and try to get the most out of him, right? Like, this is certainly not a new concept.
No, not at all. There were guys that would come up and start right away and guys that wouldn't. It depended on the team situation. You know, I mentioned in my case, I came up and was put in the starting rotation right away, but they needed a starter right away. That's why I was brought up, to be in that starting rotation. So, you know, you do see that happen, but then you also see situations where a starter is not needed, that you have a healthy starting rotation in place right now. You're playing well, but you have somebody that's real good in the minor leagues that you have, you know, plans for in the future. And, you know, there's a spot in the bullpen and he can come in and be a bulk guy for a while and get his feet wet and kind of mingle with some of the other starters. And eventually, I mean, you've been around baseball for a long time. There's either going to be lack of performance or somebody's going to get hurt.
Yep.
multiple times during the course of the season. So, you know, now you have that guy already in place. You know, he's been in a situation where he's throwing 40 pitches an outing because he's the long guy. And now you ease him into that rotation and, you know, first time out, he throws maybe five innings, and then the next time, he's pretty close to being just like everybody else. And that's not uncommon, not at all. Both these scenarios have happened, you know, all sorts of times in the history of baseball. So it depends on the situation, I think, of the team's in. And let me throw this one other thing out, too, that makes it a little bit different from coming in a bullpen and coming as a starter. When you're starting, the guys you're facing are the guys that the other manager wants you to face because he thinks those are the guys that can hit you the best. When you're coming out of the bullpen, most of those times, if you're using the bullpen the way you want to and not the way you have to, now it's your manager is picking who the guys that he thinks you can get out. So there's a little bit of a difference there, too, as far as who you're facing. You're coming out of the bullpen, you're facing guys your manager wants you to face. When you're starting a game, you're facing the guys that the other manager wants you to face. So there's a little bit of a difference there. And you know, that's just a little thing, but sometimes that can go into some of the thinking of, like, we want to break him in a little slow. You know, let's make sure we put him in the situations where we think he can do well in. Yep. And not the other side of that coin. So that could be, you know, some of this also.
You're making my argument for me, Walkie. I was saying I like it. I like the thought behind it for exactly what you're saying. You can control the environment. You can put Bubba in a position to succeed. I don't think it'll last terribly long. I think they're going to get his feet under him. He's going to pitch well, and they're probably going to have a need for a starter. But we'll see. We'll see where it goes. So Oviedo throws the other day. I wanted to get your take on this, too. I thought he was really impressive. I mean, that's the kind of Oviedo we've kind of gotten used to seeing. You've got Oviedo, you've got Bubba Chandler. What's the ceiling for this rotation? How much of an identity can this rotation kind of give the Pirates? And then what does that tell you about fixing the offense? I know we've talked a lot of weeks about what they need to do to score more runs. To me, that's like, you know, I'm looking at that last remaining piece, figure out the offense, and we have something here.
Well, I think even going into this year, everybody was pretty sure that the rotation was going to be, you know, nice and strong, and I go back to this time last year, I'm thinking, wow, we could really have a great rotation next season. That was before we knew Oviedo was going to be hurt in the wintertime.
Yeah,
and so I feel the same way. You know, we need to do something to support this team offensively, and don't forget about the bullpen either. I mean, the bullpen's gone through little changes of late, I think that the bullpen probably needs a little work also in this offseason. It's got some nice pieces in there already, but I think that's a place they're going to have to look at also. Now, don't ever think you got enough pitching. You can't ever think, oh, look, our starter rotation is set for years to come. I mean, that's a silly, silly thought to have in your mind. But if you're going to gamble and think, okay, we'll hopefully be okay in this spot, I think the starting rotation is the spot you're probably going to gamble with here. And the other two areas, especially the offense, I mean, that's kind of a no-brainer. I think looking at our team, the run scored this year and stuff, that's where you need to do the most work. And also, if you look at our home and away splits with our offense, I mean, we score a lot more runs at home than we do on the road. And amazingly, we play a lot better. We win a lot more games at home. So I think the home record shows what I think the pitching can do if you just have a middle-of-the-road type offense. Because when we're at home, that's kind of what we're looking at. But when we go on the road, we just don't score any runs at all. I have no explanation for that either, by the way.
I don't either. I don't either. I have advocated just, you know, aggressive, whole-scale, full-scale, not meek, whatever you want to say, changes this offseason. I hope they do it. Bob Walk, thanks so much, man. Appreciate it every time we get the chat ball. See you this weekend.
All right, see you down at the park.
All right, Bob.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And welcome back to the Pomp and Joe Show. Jason Mackey in for the guys. It is a Friday. It is our final segment together. This has been a great time. Always flies. I cherish the opportunity to come in here and fill in for them. We are live again at Acrisure Stadium for the Pitt Football Media Kickoff Luncheon. That is still going on. Alan Green is talking at the moment, delivering some remarks here. We could be hearing from a player or maybe Green himself as things wind down. We will get to that. In the meantime, remember, Sports Talk on the Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. So during the break, and this stuff's kind of been trickling out, Pitt announced its captains for this upcoming season. So I will name those guys, and then Limits and I are going to get into a little bit of the Pitt football floor, the Pitt football ceiling, where we kind of see things landing. Lyndon Cooper is one of the captains, redshirt senior offensive lineman. Kyle Lewis, redshirt junior linebacker. I think that's notable. Oftentimes you don't see underclassmen functioning as captains, but you also don't see a lot of underclassmen who have the resume that Kyle Lewis does. We'll get to him in just one second. Javon McIntyre, a redshirt senior defensive back, another intriguing player. Jake Overman, we talked about him a little bit, taking over for Gavin Bartholomew, tight end, a sixth year, and Desmond Reed, our guest a little bit ago, a senior running back. And the Panthers, again, they open the season on Saturday, August 30th, against Duquesne at Acrisure Stadium. First time those two teams are meeting since 1939. There's a lot of intrigue to me with Pitt. I don't. Maybe I'm out over my skis. Maybe I'm crazy. That's not really a problem. I don't mind wearing that. But, no, I think Pitt has a fascinating team, and it's a fascinating season. The Panthers looked really, really good last year through seven games and, you know, parts of some of the others, but finishing was the issue. And that's something they've talked about a lot. I think they are equipped to do that. It's not because they lack talent. It's merely execution. And can you, you know, play as well in the back half of your schedule or the final five games or whatever it may be as you did at the beginning? But I like what I've seen from Eli Holstein. I like year two in a Cade Bell offense. I think they started to kind of grasp some things. And hearing those guys talk before the season during the offseason has been very interesting. I also think this can be a very good defense. We talked about the linebackers. Pat Narduzzi was hinting a little bit at the defensive line. McIntyre's another guy who really intrigues me. He's been around a while, and actually he's one of those guys that feels like he's been here for about 17 years. Hasn't, just feels that way. But he's only the second Pitt defensive back in the last 20 years to have multiple seasons of 50-plus tackles and 3.5 tackles for loss. Thank you to Pitt Media Relations for that, and he's a preseason All-ACC selection. But he's one of the guys who could be stopping over. He's one of the Pitt football captains. But regardless, I see this team limits. They darn well better win a half dozen games, and I'm expecting more. Ceiling, maybe 10 wins, something like that. You challenge for a college football playoff berth. You challenge for an ACC title. To me, the entry point, though, is at least a half dozen wins. What about you?
I agree with you, and I think anything less than that would be pretty disappointing. Like,
it would.
I think 9 wins should be the benchmark for them this year, especially the way that last year started, the amount of talent that returns. And I think their schedule, I mean, Notre Dame is going to be very difficult. There's no denying that. I think the West Virginia game is always a challenge in and of amongst itself.
Especially being on the road.
But there are games out there that I think are very winnable games for Pitt and are games that Pitt should have and should be able to help boost that win-loss record right around to the 9-10 game mark. And hopefully middle of the season, once again, testing the waters for potentially making the 12-team college football playoff. This year is all about finishing.
Yeah, and I look at their early season schedule. You know, Duquesne, Central Michigan, the West Virginia game is obviously going to be a substantial test. Louisville on September 27th, kind of bummed I'm going to miss that. I'll be in Ireland. Boston College the following week. Florida State on October 11th. You know, those are teams that Pitt is capable of beating. Then you go into, you know, Syracuse playing up there, NC State the following week in Pittsburgh, going to Stanford. It's a lot of travel, but the Cardinals shouldn't be very good. And then you're getting into the meat grinder. You know, then you've got Notre Dame, Georgia Tech, and Miami. And, I agree with you, Limits, that, like, it would be highly disappointing if you probably didn't win more than 8. You know, I'm looking at this, and I'd like to see 9. I think they're capable. And I would be floored, stunned, elated, whatever you want to say, if you can win 10. And, you know, I can accept a loss to Notre Dame. That's reasonable. I can accept a loss to Miami. I'm not sure if I look at any of the other teams on here, and I think they're discernibly worse than Pitt. I think, you know, West Virginia, because it's at their place, might be a bit of a toss-up. But I don't think Pitt is, you know, substantially worse than any of the other teams on its schedule.
I do think that Pitt has some questions to answer, though, at wide receiver. You know, how do you replace some of the production there? Like, how much does Kenny Johnson thrive this year? And some of the newer guys that they brought in, there are some younger players that potentially could factor in here. I have some questions. Like, how does Cade Bell involve them early, get them accustomed to the system? How does Eli Holstein create a relationship with them and a chemistry on the field? That's one of the early questions that they have to work out. Because, I mean, remember last year, they were undefeated in non-conference play. That had never happened before.
Well, and they looked like the best offense in school history, too.
They did.
Like, they weren't just undefeated in non-conference play. Like, they were going bonkers.
Expectations are not going to be that, but I would expect undefeated in non-conference play is not unrealistic. Are we counting Notre Dame as an ACC game or as a non-conference game?
I count it as a non-conference game, okay. But that's probably wrong on my part.
Because I pretty much count it as an ACC game because they play an ACC schedule without being in the ACC, pretty much.
Yep.
So if we're counting it as a non-con game, I'll give you that. I'll give you that as the loss. Other than that, the expectation should be to go in there and beat West Virginia. I know Rich Rod's back, but a first year back for Rich Rod, it's going to take some time for him to get that program to where he wants it to be.
I understand the skepticism about Pitt at wide receiver, and I'm not saying it's altogether wrong, but I think that might be an area where they can surprise some people. I really do. I think they've got athletes there. I just think they have athletes that haven't really produced yet. Like Sincere Lee, Kenny Johnson, Poppy Williams. There's some guys. And I also think with the way Bell's offense works, like they don't need guys to run 50 yards downfield and get open. It's a lot of quick rhythm, scheme, feel, that sort of stuff. And like, I do think these guys are capable of it. Let's also not forget that you've got a really good dual threat running back who basically functions as a wide receiver too. So I like some stuff there with Desmond Reed.
You know one other thing we have not talked about at all, Jason?
Uh-oh.
How do you replace that? Ben Sauls? That guy was a
four field goal Ben Sauls. We
last year.
We gave Ben Sauls short shrift here and when in our Steelers recap. Shame on us.
Yeah, he had a 50-yarder. He had, a 49-yarder last night? Like, Ben Sauls is an NFL kicker. I don't think there's much denying that. And the way that he was able to keep Pitt in games last year, years before that as well, making a ton of kicks, especially with the hash marks being wider. My belief is that it's harder to kick that way with the hash marks wider than they are in tighter. Now, I'm not a kicker. Maybe kickers will completely disagree with me on that. But with the angles and everything, I feel like there are situations where it's more difficult. And Ben Sauls, whether it be the open end of the stadium, bad weather, he always delivered for Pitt.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yes, he did. And Trey Butkowski is going to have some big shoes to fill. He is the Pitt's starting place kicker, and he is a true freshman walk-on. So get your popcorn ready. That's going to be an interesting one. And you know, to be fair, I hope we don't see Butkowski all that much, for extra points, of course. But hopefully the Pitt offense is, you know, actually scoring touchdowns, and I think that entirely possible that can happen. Let me ask you this. Do you think Pitt is going to be better offensively or defensively this season?
I think defensively, just because
see,
of
I think offense.
Really?
Yes. I think offense, they might be really, really good.
Yeah,
I don't know. Maybe I'm drinking too much Kool-Aid or something because I'm talking up the wide receivers. I'm talking up the offensive line. I'm talking up Des Reed and Eli Holes. I think they can be really good offensively. I think that might be their difference maker.
Yeah, and I think Cade Bell knows what he's doing. Like, he's a good offensive mind. I just think that linebacking core is so significant with Biles, Lovelace, and Lewis.
Yeah.
That is the backbone of your team. And where you have the heartbeat backbone of your team, think about it with the Steelers. It's Ramsey, Watt, Hayward. in the three sections of the defense. You have questions on the Steelers' offensive line. There's questions at quarterback, questions at running back. We know pretty much what the defense is. That should be the ultimate strength. And I feel, in a way, there's some similar things. Fitzsimmons on the defensive line, the secondary with Brookins, McIntyre, Battle all back. That should be the strength based on experience, based on talent level, and just based on the fact that we've seen their production before.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair. That's fair, and I could be just losing my mind, but I look at an offense last year that, I mean, they threw for 278 yards per game. It was 15th in the country, 3rd in the ACC, and I know that was front-loaded a lot. You have a do-it-all running back in Des Reed, and you've got the opportunity to call a lot of plays, use him a whole bunch, a quarterback capable of getting him the football. I think you've got an offensive line that's going to be able to provide them time, and you've got talented wide receivers who just need an opportunity. So, I mean, I understand. I totally understand what you're saying. You know, the linebackers, we're talking about some of the best players in the country. I was going through some of this before the show limits. I mean, the lists that Kyle Lewis is on, I mean, there are no other lists.
It's all the notable lists. It's like all the big-time
everything.
Lists.
So it is everything.
Let me ask you this then, Jason. Like, how do you take what happened at the end of last year, the sour taste in your mouth at the end of the bowl game as well, and basically just try to completely forget about it? Like, I'm sure it's still in the back of some people's minds to the point where when you get to the end of this upcoming season, Notre Dame, November 15th, Georgia Tech on the road won't be a pushover. They've played Miami well at home, but Miami was also a team that was ranked last year and had a chance to make it to the playoffs. Sure, no Cam Ward, but it's not easy once you get to the end of the season.
No, it's not. And, I mean, that happened. You can't run from that. You know, if anything, these guys have embraced it. It's bothered them a whole heap. But, I mean, it didn't not happen. Pardon the double negative. And so, I mean, there are a lot of questions they have to answer. I don't have the magic reason for why things went so awry. If I did, I would bottle it and sell it. But, I mean, yeah, the biggest, most difficult chunk of their season is at the end. And they weren't able to keep it together. And I don't know whether that's because teams out-schemed them. I think Eli Holstein getting hurt obviously had something to do with it. Maybe it's a lack of execution. Maybe it's a lack of confidence. I don't think it's a fundamental bigger problem. I think maybe it was beating up on some non-conference opponents. And then when things got hard in the ACC, they didn't respond the way they wanted to. I'm not sure. But I look at the end of their season, and then if we talk about the college football playoff, like you're saying, I mean, you can't run from that, and there's going to be some really tough football to play there as well.
I wonder about the ACC, and, you know, there's a notion about the ACC, comparatively speaking, to the Big Ten, to the SEC. We all know that. If Pitt is in a similar situation, let's say 6-1, 7-0, 7-1, in that range. Let's be bold here.
I like it.
What is the realistic conversation going to be going into those games, and how different do you think that it would be after going into last year's games? Well, I mean, I remember going into the SMU game basically saying, this is a win, and you set yourself up for the playoffs type of game. They lost, it was bad, and that's what started to derail everything. I wonder how they can prevent a game like that from happening again on the schedule.
And I think that's a little bit maturity. At least that was my read on it. Like, remember the sentiment surrounding Pitt at that time. Like, it was, oh my goodness. Like, look at what we're looking at here. This might be a college football playoff team, an ACC championship type of team. Like, this team, you know, is just kicking some serious butt. And then they go down to SMU and a couple things went wrong and just collapse. You know, and I don't know how much residual there was there. I don't know if that lingered, but you know, I do think SMU kind of exposed some things on how to potentially beat Pitt. I think Pitt beat Pitt as well. I'm just kind of building off your point there. I think that was a key pivot point where things kind of came apart as well.
Yeah, I think ultimately, look, a lot of it's going to come down to winning in the margins, and that's some things that they've struggled with at times.
No, limits. Don't you start talking about winning in the margins.
Winning in the margins.
That phrase has been outlawed in Pittsburgh. I need you to scratch it from the record.
I wish I never had to hear it again.
I know. Have you noticed, by the way, as we just kind of kick it around here, I don't know if Alan Green's going to make it down or not. It's kind of mass chaos here. People are leaving, and I guess he's still like meeting and greeting and doing all that stuff. But we don't hear as much about winning in the margins. But
can
the Pirates
I ask one
are
thing?
Winning in the margins.
What is winning in the margins mean? Like, what entirely does that mean in their mind?
That means doing little things. It means, you know, fielding fundamentals, running the bases well. Ironically, it was all the things that they did a horrible job of doing under Derek Shelton and that they've actually done a better job with since Donnie Kelly took over.
Kind of important.
Yeah, the Pirates have not, you know, they've been a better team under Donnie Kelly. They've won in the margins. They actually have. You could look at some of the numbers. I mean, they've fielded the ball pretty well since he's taken over. It certainly hasn't been perfect. You know, Neil Cruz has had some issues, certainly. But I think there's a different standard being set. I just, man, it comes down to better players, right? Like, it's not winning in the margins. You just need to actually score some runs. Score some runs and let's have the conversation. Like, we were talking about it with Walkie, man. You got the pitching. You got the important stuff done. Score some runs. And, yes, some of that's going to be fundamentals. It's going to be situational hitting. It's going to be bunting. It's going to be base running. But, I don't know. Just got me charged up. You need to score more runs than the other team. I've heard that's kind of important. All right. I just closed out of my sheet. Here, all right, I'm back in. The Fan Text Line is brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates. It's a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Fan Twitter, it's brought to you by South Hills Kia. Peters Township, visit them at southhillskia.net. In the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Limits, you going to the park this weekend? What do you got going on?
KDKA High School football, Jason. I'll be working the games all weekend. I might go on Sunday. I might go to Sunday's game.
Man, it's week zero,
it's
huh?
It's week zero at the Wolverina tonight.
Wolverina. What else you got? You got Wolverina Friday. You out anywhere Saturday?
Oh, Wolverina Saturday. Two games tonight, three games tomorrow.
So I'm debating going to Brentwood tonight because they host Yawk or whether I should go to the ballpark because Bubba Chandler's there. I'm going to be there Saturday for pre-post. I'm not sure.
Man, that's a tough decision there.
It is a tough decision. I hope Brentwood gives you a reason to go there and broadcast the game. I'm sure they will not, but I can hope.
Didn't they just upgrade some of the facilities?
Several years back, probably 5-6 years ago. Might be even more than that.
Maybe it was the park they're doing renovations to
that
parks. I heard about.
Yeah, they've done a lot in the park. But, yeah, the football facility itself. I mean, they've done some, but not a ton.
Yeah.
I was actually at the Route 51 Eaton Park recently. That was a good time.
I haven't been there in a while. Same good style of vibe as it's always been?
No, it was kind of empty. I don't know if we hit it at a weird time, but not the same. I was actually looking for you when we went in there. I was like, I wonder if it'd be in here.
Am I roaming around anywhere?
Roaming around Eaton Park. All right, the 50-minute mark on the Fan. It's brought to you by South Coast Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. What's Cooking is brought to you by your local GEICO rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Weather today, it's gorgeous. Cloudy, a high of Antonio Brown, 84. It'll be 81 at Pirates Rockies for first pitch. Fan weather is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Can't express enough how much fun this was for MacRae Stadium, the Pitt football kickoff luncheon. Really enjoyed the opportunity to chop it up with Pat Narduzzi. Looking over at Desmond Reed, he's talking to Doug Whaley right now, and great conversation with him as well. Pitt is a very intriguing team. They're going to kick it off August 30th against Duquesne here at Acrisure Stadium. Make sure you get out and check them out. And there's a lot to track this season with the Panthers, another year for Pat Narduzzi, and see what they can do. Eli Holstein, Cade Bell, and a whole bunch of good linebackers and a bunch of solid players all around. For Austin Bechtold, I'm Jason Mackey. It's been the Pop and Joe Show. PM team next on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.